Hey guys, today we are talking about the Grimace Shake that has been trending all over every social media platform. So we're gonna see if it really is haunting or is it just delicious. Let's go. Okay guys, so all over every social media platform, I've been seeing people try the Grimace Shake, but then they cut to a scene that's like scary, like something happened to him and it's all because of the shake. So we are gonna dive a little deeper into what's going on. Is McDonald's purposely making people do this, or is it actually happening? Okay, so the first one is, for the past almost 20 years, Grimace has been the evilest that we have ever seen. He's been known for stealing shakes from little kids, and oh, this shake just might steal every life. That when people take a sip of it, you get a scene to where people are like dying or on the floor or going insane. It's crazy. So we are going to see if these are really true. Is McDonald's just playing this, making this a big trend? And is this all truly real? So the Grimace Shake is supposed to taste like vanilla and mixed berries, but a lot of people are getting that it tastes like Lucky Charms, or it's like more fruity than like vanilla and all that kind of stuff. Also, a lot of people are from the drink from the blueberry shortage in 2020 to 2023 might be a little bit of the problem, because the Grimace Shake does have some blueberries. Are the blueberries artificial? We don't know. I don't think they are using real berries in this. I think it's just like plain artificial berries, but apparently it's supposed to taste like Lucky Charms. A lot of people have been saying it tastes like Fruity Pebbles, Lucky Charms, like, you know, the cereal flavors of berries. So I'm guessing that's like most of the reason why people are like making this a big deal, is because of just the fact that Evil Grimace has been stealing shakes, and they made a shake for his birthday. So when people like drink the shake, it's supposed to be like berry flavored because Grimace is purple. And yeah, so it's just all based on back then, and they're gonna bringing it back to now. On the topic of flavoring, a lot of people are wondering if they put some sort of like mixed something, like not good for you pills, or I don't think that's true at all. I think it's just a normal shake with the flavor of berries, but it's Grimace themed, and people are going absolutely crazy over that, with just like unusual interactions, and just as soon as they get a sip, like they go crazy. It's crazy, but it is so like happy birthday and like cheerful at the same time. It's like evil, because Grimace is evil, absolutely evil. And so when celebrating his birthday, everyone just wants to know that he is coming for them whenever they get this shake. It's a fun way to like enjoy the past and the future with like all this different interactions and like trend that have make all the better. So McDonald's purposely making people pretend that it is something bad in the shake to get more sales, is that all true? We're going to see if this big trend about the Grimace Shake is all because of McDonald's. I think that it is not. I think people are just excited, but it also happened well with a different like collaboration or like celebration, as you'd say, with McDonald's. So is it truly McDonald's that is setting all of this up, or is it just people realizing that Grimace is evil and putting it on the shake and turning it into a fun get together, all that kind of stuff. But there's also little kids that don't really realize on the social media platform that this is a joke, this is not real, this isn't really happening to people sort of thing. They all kind of think it's real, and I think that is a problem when it comes to just little kids from usually the age of 5 to 8 are thinking something bad's happening, but also at the same time, they shouldn't be on a social media platform at that age. So it's sort of a deal that's like you're putting your child out there on social media. So this is not McDonald's fault, or this is not social media's fault, or like people that are posting these videos. It's just a fun way to celebrate Grimace's birthday, which is a character from McDonald's. Just so all of you guys know, if you guys don't know who Grimace is, he is a character from McDonald's from back in the 80s and 90s. So, and it is, was his birthday, birthday week, whatever you want to call. And so them making this shake to honor that, also because he was known as the evil character in the group. So making a shake that he would steal from little kids in like all of the McDonald's, and that he was a bad character. So I think that's also one of the reasons why people are like making this like Grimace is coming after you when you drink the shake, or bad stuff are happening whenever you drink the shake, because all of it from whenever it was like a show and whenever he was a character. And also whenever they had like a playground at McDonald's, he and like all his character friends would be like this, but like it was like, watch out for Grimace, he's gonna come and steal your shake from McDonald's. So it was just all a big thing from back then, and now they're bringing it back as in the shake, just for fun for all the people back then that knew that and enjoyed it, but also for people that want to enjoy it now that didn't get to enjoy it back then. So it's just a giant thing for people to enjoy both in all the characters, especially Grimace because it is his birthday, but to enjoy and experience that. So I think that's just the main reason why people are making these videos. So if anyone has any concerns about that, just know it's all fake. It's all just for fun. It's not a big deal. It's just for fun. So just make sure you guys know that. Also, if you want to make a video, I've seen a lot of people like going into sewers, going into the woods, like trying to do that, like, hey guys, we're trying out the Grimace shake, and then going into the woods and like them being like traumatized and like all the stuff from Grimace. So if you want to see those, make sure you guys go check them out, because they're really fun to watch. And also, just so you guys know, that it is all like something that you can find on YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, whatever you watch your videos on. So just so you know. Also, if you are new to the podcast, this podcast is all about different trends and me diving a little deeper, because when I was around 2 years ago, I wasn't allowed to be on electronics or on social media or this, and I like tried to get on a podcast and like make that for people that like don't get to do that either and like aren't allowed to be on social media, so they can still be updated on what's going on. Because I remember that for some of my friends where they didn't have social media and they weren't allowed to know what was like happening when someone would say like a trend. So this is for you guys. So if you guys want to know anything about the different trends, let me know. Also, hit me up with some different trends, that way I can review them if you guys don't know what they're all about. But if you do, make sure you leave a big thumbs up on this. And also, we are doing a giant giveaway if we can hit 10,000 listens. 10,000 guys. I know that sounds like a lot, but it does to get there, all we need is you to share this podcast with your friends. Like, that's it. And when we do, we're gonna have like a ton of fun stuff, as in gift cards. You guys can like recommend some things, but I'm gonna have like Stanley's gift cards, Lululemon, all the different stuff, Prime. We're talking the whole shebang. Also, you can like, I'm thinking of making two different baskets where you can win either like Lululemon, like Sephora, like makeup bag, or you can win like Prime and gift cards and like V-Bucks or whatever. So please give me some recommendations for you guys, and I will see you guys next time. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Also, happy birthday, Grimace.